Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Moray Naftali, here with you once again, bringing you nothing but the truth. Located right here at 1907 Vine Street, the House of Israel in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shalom. It's a great honor. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be able to partake in this great sacrifice, even the sacrifice of righteousness, even the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. I praise Yahweh for this opportunity. I praise Yahweh for all those who are indulging with me in this great sacrifice this night, even the night of the fifth day. Praise the mighty Yah. We'll be bringing to you another beautiful program, establishing nothing but the truth concerning the years of the Almighty. There's only one kind of year, and that's Yahweh's years. For he's the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. So the only true year is his year. And so you can live in any imagination that you want to. You can live in any world that you want to. But the imagination that really matters, the imagination that is actually truly real, is Yah's imagination. Imagine it. He created it. He made it. He established it. And so we're going to deal with a year according to Yah, according to his scriptures. Praise Yah. First scripture I want to start off with this night is recorded in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. There's a lot of confusion in the world today, but there's always been a lot of confusion. But if you're sincere and you trust in the Almighty, you don't have to be overwhelmed about confusion. You don't have to be overwhelmed about darkness. All you have to do is seek the Almighty. Trust in him. And if he wants you to know the truth, as we know, the Almighty wants us to know the truth. He wants us to be good. He wants us to be right. But all we have to do is seek him. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I want to start reading Let's start at the 16th verse. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait upon Yahweh that hideth his face from the house of Yaakov, and I will look for him. And yes, the testimony and the law. And everybody think they possess the law just because they pick up the book. This is why we will adopt the ways of the Jewish man, because he picked the book up, and we said, well, now he possesses the law. And so we're going to take it back from him. And all we did was adopt their misunderstanding. All we did was adopt their confusion. The testimony and the law is only sealed, and it is sealed amongst the Almighty's disciples. Anybody can pick up the testimony and law and think they're going to get secrets, the revelations, and the true path and the true gates that lead you to Yahweh himself. No, everybody doesn't have this power. It's sealed amongst the disciples. As we keep reading forward, I will wait upon Yahweh that hideth his face from the house of Yaakov, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Yahweh of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion, And yes, Yahweh will leave a family like he left Isaiah and his children, his family, his followers were for a sign. And Yahweh has signs this day, but a lot of times, most of the time, we ignore the signs. We drive right past them. It says in the 19th verse, "When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits." Why? So you can get some answers. And unto wizards, so you can get answers. That peep and the mutter, that mutter should not be. People seek unto their Elohim if you want answers. For the living to the dead. Pay attention to the 20th verse. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, if they speak not according to this word, to the law and to testimony. And I can understand why they won't speak according to this word, because it's not even sealed amongst them. They're not one of Yahweh's true disciples. So when they come and speak, they will speak according to other words. They will speak according to other laws. They will speak according to other testimonies. And you have to ask yourself, if you're listening to somebody, or if you're speaking, are you listening to somebody that's speaking according to the law and testimony of Yah? Or are they speaking according to their own heart? Are they speaking according to another book, like the Strong's Concordance? Are you speaking according to that? Are you speaking according to the Webster's Dictionary? Are you speaking according to your Google searches? Are you speaking according to your scholarly books, your college education? What are you speaking according to? Where did you get what you're speaking? Where you get it from? Who you get it from? It's all simple. See, the scripture says that knowledge is simple to him that understandeth. And this thing begins to get very simple the more you understand. It's very simple. And as simple as this, people. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. There is no light. In other words, they putting you in the dark. They leaving you in the dark. They pulling you into the dark. But when you speak according to the law and to the testimony of Yah, this is how you pull people into the light. This is how you take people out the dark. And this is how you can have clear eyesight, clear vision. I'm talking about 20/20 vision. To the law, to the testimony. If it's not according to this, it's because there's no light in them. And before we get into the meat of the subject, you must understand how important this light is. You must understand what this light is. And I want you to see a few testimonies, because that's all we're going to do tonight. We're going to speak according to the law of Yah and the testimonies of Yah. And if you ever have anyone that will discredit the law, it's because there's no light in them. If they will discredit any testimony of Yah that's in his book, there's no light in them. And yes, Isaiah 34, verse 16, we have to read it. Because once you begin to seek the Almighty, instead of seeking familiar spirits, and seeking wizards that peep, that's looking into the heavens and trying to conjure up signs and answers. Isaiah 34:16 reads, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh. And then it says, seek ye out of the Strong's Concordance. And then it says, seek ye out of the book of Jasher. And seek ye out of, no, come on. We know that's not there in the book. And so this is why we have to boil you down the nitty gritty truth. And if we want to be safe, if we want to be totally in the light, and we don't want to be in the dark at all, we must stick to the script. We must stick to the law and the testimony. And if you can't establish it, you can't prove it within the confines of these two things, the law and testimony, we must leave it into the dark. And maybe one day Yahweh will bring it out the dark. But we don't have the power to bring things out the dark that Yahweh didn't bring out. It must stay there. This is our light, and this is all, this is the only way we can roll right now. It says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read, no one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes, his book is gathered together. We don't have to go outside of his book for something that hasn't been gathered with Yah's book. If it's not here, then we must don't need it. And if you know anything about the oneness of Yah, Yahweh has one law. He said his name is one. He has one people. And so we don't need two and three books. But yes, I want to show you why the light is so important. And the light is right here in the laws and testimonies. Look what it says in the book of Psalms, the 43rd chapter. We take this lightly. But this is not a light thing at all. It says in Psalms 43:1, judge me, O Elohim. Plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust. The unjust man. For thou art the Elohim of my strength. Why does thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, your light and your truth. Let them bring me unto the holy hill, unto thy tabernacle. And yes, when you have the light of Yah, you have the truth of Yah. And ain't no way you about to be led to Yah's holy hill. There is no way you're going to be led to the tabernacle of the Almighty, into his presence, without the light, without the truth. There is no freedom without truth. There is no salvation without the truth. There is no salvation, no freedom without the truth. And this is how important it is. Look at the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32. We have these controversies about the truth, but the truth shouldn't be so complicated. The truth shouldn't be so hard, for truth comes from the knowledge of Elohim. And knowledge is easy to them that understand it.
How come we not of an understanding heart? Deuteronomy 32, it says, I'm going to just read four verses, starting at verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. And he's confident in this, because he knows he's only going to speak according to the law and testimony of Yah. This is when you know you have the words of Yah, it's established in his book, and you speak and thus says Yah, your doctrine is going to drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of Yahweh and ascribe ye greatness unto our Elohim. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgments. All of them are judgment. And we'll be speaking on tonight, the year of Yah, is a judgment. The days, the nights, evenings, mornings, these are all judgments. It is, for all his work, all his ways are judgment, a Elohim of truth. That's who he is. He's an Elohim of truth. You can't serve the Almighty unless you're about the truth. It says, without iniquity, just and right is he. Now go with me to Exodus, the 18th chapter. Because this is what the light is all about. It's about the truth. And this is why the program that we bring you every day now, 6 days a week, is called Truth or Tradition. It's not about traditions. It's not about how you was raised. It's about nothing but the truth. And that's what we got to get down to. That's what we got to be serious about. Because there is no freedom. There is no liberty. There is no salvation without it. Because without it, you're in darkness. Without it, you're living a lie. In the book of Exodus, the 18th chapter, this says, in verse, I'm going to start at verse 19. Let's start at verse 17 just to get a quick understanding on this. Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Elohimward. Be Elohim to the people, that thou mayest bring the causes unto Elohim. Thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that thou must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. And look what he says. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. And yes, Yahweh established it, because this was good counsel. This was sound counsel. And Yahweh blessed this counsel. But to judge the people, you must be a Yah-fearing man, and you must be a man of truth. That's why this is serious. We have a controversy about the year of the Almighty, and what is the absolute truth? We have the book of truth. We have what you can read in Daniel called the scriptures of truth. But what's the truth? Why is the truth so hard when Yahweh says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read, and none of these are going to fail you? It says, to the law and to the testimony, that's where you get your light. We got it right here. So what's so hard? We must be men of truth. And just a couple more verses before I dive into the subject. Isaiah 59, because this is the truth as well. I want to notice Isaiah 59, verse 12 says, our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us. And if you know anything about transgression, just study it for yourself. You don't have to take it from me, but I'll tell you from my studies. I'll tell you what Yahweh showed me in the scriptures of truth. Transgression is rebelliousness. Rebellion against the Almighty. Rebellion against his words. This is what transgression is all about. Rebelliousness. Which Yahweh said, that is as a sin of witchcraft. You a rebel? You might as well be in your closet, standing in the middle of a six-point star with candles and bird bones and black ink and goat's blood. You might as well be right there doing it. Because Yahweh said you equivalent to that. That is being rebellious against the words of the Almighty. Why don't we want the truth? We want the truth. We rather rebel against the truth. Yahweh said it's the most rebellious nation on the face of the earth. And you can show them the truth all day, Ezekiel, but they ain't going to listen to you, for they don't even listen to me. But it's going to be for a record. They're going to know one day a prophet was in their midst. A disciple was in their midst. A servant of Yahweh was in their midst. A servant that stuck to the script. He didn't have to go and get no Strong's Concordance to prove points. He didn't have to go get no Book of Jasher to prove his points. The Book of Jasher is the Book of Yah. Bring it forth and let everybody see that that's the Book of Yah. Bring it forth so we can consider that book. And I want you to stand before the people and proclaim that this is the Book of Yah. That he said in Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out the Book of Yah. If that Book of Jasher you got is the Book of Yah, produce it, stand up strong and proud and hold it up and say, this is the Book of Yah. And I dare anybody disprove me. And we're going to show you that you should have never did that. You should have never did that. That's blasphemy against the Almighty. We're going to show you that that book is not the Book of Yah at all. It's only one Book of Jasher, people. The Book of the Upright. In translation, the Book of Jasher, that's just the Book of the Upright. And it's only one Book of the Upright, and that's Yah's book. It says, our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Our sins testify against us. Our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. We know our iniquities. And transgressing and lying against Yahweh. My goodness, man. You gonna sit here and just lie against Yah? It's one thing to lie against your brother, your sister, even your mom and your daddy, your cousins, your friends. But when you start lying against Yah, we done took this thing to a whole nother level. This is why you must be careful when you handle the word of the Almighty. This is why Yahweh said the people is way worse today. They worse than their fathers. They ain't even afraid to handle my words. They're not even afraid of my servants. They don't have no fear in them. They will lie against Yah without even blinking. It says, transgressing, lying against Yah, and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart word of falsehood. And this is what we speak according to, not according to the law and testimony. Because if you're speaking according to the law and testimony, it's very simple. Open a page and read it. But you must be speaking according to something else, something that's in the dark. And look what it says in the 14th verse, and judgment is turned away backward. Justice standeth afar. See, judgment is turned away backwards. It's turned away backwards. This is why the beginning of the day is now turned into the end of the day. The beginning of the year is turned into the end of the year. All the judgments is just the turn backwards. Justice stand afar off. And why? The scripture said right here, for truth is fallen in the streets and equity cannot enter. Yes. Must repeat it again. Truth felleth. The truth felleth. And he that departed from evil, he make himself a prey. He departed from these things you can't substantiate with us, says Yah. He said, no longer will I go by these things that you cannot find in the laws and testimonies of Yah. But he make himself a prey when he do it. Make yourself a prey. And Yahweh saw it and displeased him that there was no judgment. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Somebody that stand in the gap. Therefore, his arm brought salvation. And who was on? His disciples, his servants, his elected ones, the ones that he said he will always leave in the midst so things won't go completely dark. His righteousness, it sustained him. And so, and I must read this last scripture in the book of Job. Because you're not speaking according to Yah. In the book of Job, the 28th chapter, you're not speaking according to Yah. You're speaking according to a dark place. See, when you speak according to Yah, you're speaking about light. You're speaking about something that's, you can see it. And you can see it because it's right there for record. But for some reason, what you're talking about, what you're speaking, is not according to the law and testimony, so therefore I cannot see it. Where is it in this book that you teach? Job, the 28th chapter, it says in the 11th verse, he bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. See, he bring forth to the light so it can be seen. because it's the truth. And so, this is the ways of the Almighty. So let's get into the light. Let's show you the truth. For the truth shall set you free. The truth is liberty. The truth is righteousness. Yahweh is Elohim of truth. And to serve him, we must be men of truth. So what is a year in the scripture? Since we're in Job, I want you to look at a scripture in Job. Because Job was a witness of Yahweh. And that's what a testimony is all about. To the law and to the what? Testimony. If you speak not according to these, it's because there's no light in them. And so let's stick to the light. And I want to show you this testimony, this witness that came from a man that was perfect, a man that walked with Elohim and eschewed evil. You show him something once he got the book, and you show him something that is not in the book, Job eschews it. You start showing and speaking and uttering lies and lying on y'all, Job eschewed it. Ain't no telling what Job might do to you. He hate evil. That was one of the main things about this man you must know. But in Job, the third chapter, it says, in the sixth verse, as for that night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. See, this man, he's speaking from the wisdom that he has. And he knows that a year is about days. That's what a year is. It's days. A collection of days. But it's not just days. It says, let it not come into the number months. And why did he say this? Because he knew. As a witness, as a righteous servant of Yah that knows the truth and eschews evil, he knows that a year is about two things, days and months. Look what it says in the book of Genesis. And some people, I just want to show, and I'm not going to tarry too long, because most people know, okay, yeah, a year is about days, and a year is it about months. But we got to establish the truth. I ain't going to tarry too long on this. We're just going to show this in Genesis. And so the question is, since you do know the year is about days, it ain't about nights. The nights are there, but the nights are silent. They're part of the process, but they're silent in the equation. A year is about days. A year is about months. And so what we're talking about, how many days is in a year and how many months is in a year? But I must show you this in Genesis, the fifth chapter. The fourth verse, it says, in the days of Adam, after he begat Seth, were 800 years. You always see days and years connected, because a year is days. It says also, in the eighth verse, all the days of Seth were 912 years. The 11th verse, all the days of Enos were 905 years. Because the years is about days, just as Job knows. Days in a year, and then months in the year. So this is, let's go to 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter. I can go to a preponderance of scriptures. I just want the two witnesses to show you, and really more than two witnesses, because I showed you Seth, You should see Enos. But I just say Genesis is one witness. Then we have Job as the second witness. That days and years go together. And Job also lets you know that months and years go together. So when you're speaking of years, you're speaking about days and months. Now look at 1 Chronicles, the 27th chapter. And so we're going to get real quick. We're going to get to the meat of the controversy. We have people saying there's 354 days in a year. We have people saying that 380-some days in a year. And then you have us here at Nothing But the Truth, here at 1907 Vine Street, teaching that it's only exclusively 360 days in a year. We also teach that when you're dealing with a year, you're dealing with days. And you're dealing with what? Months. And so it makes sense. Because what is a month? A collection of days. 1 Chronicles 27. Look what it says in the first verse. Now the children of Israel, after their number. What is the number of the children of Israel? If we're going to do this thing after their number, what is their number? You also read this in Deuteronomy, and I believe it's in the 32nd chapter, where Yahweh said that he divided the nations according to the number of the children of Israel. What is this number? Well, we all know the number is 12. Unless we have a controversy about that as well. Some people say it's 13. We've done heard that before. That the number of the children of Israel is 13. But yet, when Yahweh said walk into the land, it was 12 stones. When Yahweh made the priest wear a breastplate, there was 12 stones. When Yahweh told the priest to prepare the table for the shewbread, there was 12 bowls and 12 spoons, signifying 12 tribes. We see 12 all over the land, all over Yahweh's sanctuary. But yet we will still come and say the number of the children of Israel is 13. No wonder they say in 13 months in a year. That's like putting 13 bowls on the table, the holy table, after Yahweh said, I want 12 bowls, 12 spoons. Can you imagine a priest being given the orders to make the breastplate and he put 13 stones in it? Where you get this other stuff from? Who you did that according to what? According to what word? Who told you that? The word of Yah says 12. Give you each stone and what kind of stone it is. So where you get this extra stone from? It says, now the children of Israel after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year of every course were 24,000. 24,000. This was month by month. Throughout all the months of the year. And then if we, for time's sake, skip down and we read all these months, and let's get to the last month. And of course, this was how King David ordered his house, which is another witness of Yah, another testimony of Yah. The 15th verse says, the 12th captain for the 12th month. This is beautiful to me. The reason why this is so beautiful is because it's the truth. It's a testimony. It's something that we can actually see. It's light. It's right here in the book. There is a 12th month. A 12th month actually exists. And you don't have to just take this scripture. I'm not going to show you all the scriptures. But type in your concordance. And if you don't have one in your phone by now, download it. A Strong's Concordance. Just to see where 12th month is mentioned. See, we not don't use it to define. And if you can, if you want to. But the concordance is very good with showing you if a word is there and if a word is not there. And you can type in 12 month and see how many times 12 month is written in the scriptures. You can type in 11th month and you will see that in the scriptures. You can type in 10th month and you can type in every month. This is not the only scriptures that verify 12 months. But then what you do is type in 13th month or month 13 and see what you get. A 13th month, it don't exist in the scriptures. There's no law that attaches to a 13th month. There is no testimony that attaches to a 13th month. And although you might not understand everything, we don't even claim to understand everything, to know everything, rather. We know what we know. And all we know is what thus says Yahweh. That's the only thing we can go by. And if it's not according to thus says Yah, there's no light in it. Now, I know you've seen these scriptures before. I'm not going to tear you with all the scriptures, you know it's there. All the 12 months and 30 days, I'm not going to tear you with this. But I just want to show you that according to the scriptures, a year is about days and months. And the question is, how many days, how many months? Of course, we teach 360 and 12. And now let me show you something that you might have never seen before that will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that there should not be no controversy at all. There should be no arguments at all. The truth is plain. The truth is here. Let me show you this in the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter. So I'm going to prove to you. How we see 12 months all over the scriptures. We see it all over. And there's nothing else to be seen. Unless you all got some revelation. Because if you can pull out a 13 month out these scriptures right now, it's definitely revelational. If you can actually pull it out the scripts, that is a revelation. That is a secret beyond shadow of a doubt. And I will shake your hand. I will hug you. Or you say, well, no 13 months is there. We can shake hands and hug on that too. But all we can go off of is what Yahweh has shown us. And if you got 12 months and 30 days in each month, that's what, 368 days in a year. I'm not, all I can go with is that. Now look what it says in Isaiah 38, verse 7. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to, excuse me, that's 37. I'm supposed to be in Isaiah 38, verse 7. It says, and this shall be a sign unto thee from Yah, that Yahweh will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees. So you see this word. Every word of Yahweh is pure. You will see this word where Yahweh said he will bring back the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. Why did the sun move 10 degrees? This all connects to a year. It all connects to a month. It all connects to a day, and why? The sun rules the day. So you know anything regarding the sun is connected to the day. And if it's connected to the day, it must be connected to the months. It must be connected to the years, because that's what a year is, day and months. That's what a money is, days. Why did the sun go back 10 degrees? Well, the part I want you to zoom in on, whether it was 10 degrees or 15 degrees, the sun moved in by degrees. This word is significant. And you don't have to take it from me. Actually, let me show you a scripture. And you will read this degrees, not just here, it's all over scripture. There's a Hebrew word for this word, degrees. And actually, when you see sun dial, this word dial has the same Hebrew word as degrees. And when you look up, you can do a Google search if you want to, but it's in the scriptures. A sun dial is a round instrument. It's a round object, just like your clock. Your clock is actually formed and molded after a sundial. All you have to do is take that same clock, that round clock on your wall, and lay it flat. And then the very middle of it, you just have something like a stick right in the middle. And what happens is that stick will give a shadow on that circle. And it will move around as the day revolves, as the sun revolves. You hear these words, degrees. You hear these words, revolve. Let me show you this in the book of Psalms so you can understand where am I going with this. Well, it's quite profound. It's the truth. In the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter, I didn't put that word degrees there, it's just there. It's scripture. Starting at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Yes, the heavens declare it. And I done heard people say the calendar of Yah is in the skies. I agree with you. But then they say the calendar, the Yahweh don't have a calendar. Well, that's where I would have to disagree with you. But it ain't about agreeing or disagreeing. It's about what can you prove? If Yahweh has a calendar, then prove it. And yes, calendar just means fixed time, set times, and we can prove that Yahweh has fixed times, set times, times that he has established, which means what? You cannot move them. In a day, it's a fixed time. No matter what you do, the day is going to come at the when it's supposed to. The night is a fixed time. In other words, the day and night is a part of Yah's calendar. And we know that Yahweh has 7 days in a week. And a lot of times, it's even an argument, controversy there. Some people say Yahweh got 8 days in a week. But yes, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, these are creatures of time. For the sun rules the day, daytime. The moon rules the night, nighttime. And the stars also, these are creatures of time. And yes, our time is in the heavens. We couldn't agree with you more. It says in the second verse, day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. The sun and moon, yes, the star, they speaking to us. Their line gone out throughout all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom, the sun, coming out of his chamber, rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And now you can see this word circuit. See, the day moves in degrees because the sun moves in degrees. And when you look up this word degrees, it means circle. It means the travel high and low. And you're going in a circle. And when you look at those who travel in the heavens, what they call pilots, fly airplanes, ask them, how do they travel? They will tell you by degrees. Because they know that the heavens is in a circle. This is why they travel in degrees. And how many degrees do a circle have? It says, his going forth is from the end of the heaven. His circuit is unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Also, and before I want to take you to 1 Samuel. Yeah, let's go there first. Before I take you to Isaiah. So you can get a clear picture. 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter. See, anytime you're dealing with degrees, dealing with a circle. When you look at the creatures of time, the thing that Yahweh created for time, which is the sun itself is a circuit or a circle. Circle, more to be more precise. A sun is a literal circle. It shouldn't be no controversy on that. If people think that they can trust in their eyes, you can look up and see. You see a circle. The moon, a creature of time, is a circle. The stars, creatures of time, are circles. And in this time zone, around we go. What goes around comes around. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. It's all about a circle of life. Time is in a circle. Life is a circle. Why do you think you're born when you're born in that belly? And that belly becomes very what? Round. Round. The circle of life. And if you, like I said, we're defining the truth by the truth, which is thus says Yah. We want to speak according to thus says Yah. No longer will we speak according to Strong's Concordance, Webster's Dictionary, Google searches, and all these other secular and third, fourth parties. If we trust in Yah, what did he say? I'm going to read the scripture. I'm going to hold this page at 1 Samuel. I just got to read it because it's the truth and it feels so good to just read the truth. In Proverbs 31, in the fifth verse, it says, every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. You trust in Yah by trusting in his what? His word. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. My goodness. When Yahweh come back and he weigh you in the balance and said, man, you a liar. You is a liar. What did Yahweh say about a liar? Well, what is a liar? A liar is one who has a lying tongue. Yahweh said in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, one of the 7 abominations that he hated is a lying tongue. So a lying tongue is a lying tongue whether you're lying on your brother, you're lying on your sister, your friend. Yahweh don't like lying, period. But how much more do you think Yahweh hate lying when you add into his words and you diminishing from his words? And all your lying, it has to do with you lying on him. This is not good. This is very dangerous. Like the Almighty said in Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, verse 1, keep your foot when you come in the house of Elohim. Be more ready here to get a sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. And the truth is, we're not considering the graveness of lying on Yah, the graveness of speaking a thing and saying, thus says Yah, and it's not in his book. We're not considering the evil of it. Maybe you should just be more ready to hear than talk. 1 Samuel, let's get back on subject. 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter, it says in the 16th verse, another witness, another testimony of Yah, is one of the greatest prophets, the greatest priests that ever walked this earth. He don't have just one book in the scriptures, he got two. This is a very strong witness. It says 1 Samuel 7, the 15th verse says, Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. The days of his life, because his life was full of years. And he went from year to year and circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel all those places. And his return was to Ramah. Yes, because when you go in circuit, which is a circle, a cycle, is when you have a start place, you go around, and then you get back to that start. You get back to that beginning. And so, see, a year is a cycle. A year goes into a circuit, and each cycle It starts from the beginning back to the beginning. So when our people start talking about, well, you have a calendar day, well, we also believe in a calendar day. Even though you won't read the word calendar in the scriptures, but we know what calendar means. And then we know what you're saying. You're saying from day to day, which means what? You started at day, and now you're back at day. But see, the problem is that their calendar day starts at the end and get back to the end. That's not a proper cycle. When you run a race around a track, you ain't starting from a finish line and then getting back. No, you start from the place that you start, and the finish line is attached to what? From where you started. It's from beginning to beginning. That's your points. Not ending to ending. That's backwards, people. And Yahweh has said, my people going backwards. They will start from the end. How you going to start from the end? What kind of, that's an oxymoron. That's like picking up the scriptures, and instead of starting from the beginning, you go to the end of the book and start there. You watching movies from the end of the movie. That's backwardsness. So like I'm showing you, it says Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. He went from year to year and served. Why he go from year to year in circuit? Because there's only one way you can move throughout a year, and that's in a circle. You are living in a circle of time. You literally, your life is literally in a circle. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is turn your book to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Because the scripture says, whom shall I teach knowledge? Whom shall I teach doctrine? Him that's weaned from the milk, from the breast. And Yahweh begins to say that, listen, line must be upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept. Here a little, and there a little. This is how you learn doctrine. But those who are not men and women of truth, man, I'd rather be simple. In other words, I'd rather not have all the knowledge. I'd rather just not know. And Yahweh said, how many simple ones gonna love simplicity? You think at the end of your days, when Yahweh weigh you in the balance and judge you, that you going to be excused because you didn't know? You didn't incline your ear? You didn't apply your heart to search for understanding? There's no excuse. At the end of the day, that's just lazy. That's just, I don't even want to say words that ain't even the scriptures. I want to say, what the scriptures call it? A sluggard. Where did I say go? Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 22nd verse. Let's start at verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Who starts at the end? It's been told from the beginning. Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. We're earthly beings. Our life is on this earth. Our life is in this earth. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. So, yes, we literally live in a circle. And this is why this degrees is so important. This word circuit is so important. People, if a year is in circuit, the sun, which rules the days, is in circuit. The heavens, which you see the scriptures establish, is in circuit. But everything is moving in the confines of a circle. And a circle has a beginning. And when you go around it and get back to that same starting point, how many degrees do you have? Well, all you have to do is see how many months is in a year. Well, how many days are in each one of those months? And you will see, man, 30 days, 12 months is 360 days. No wonder. It's 360 degrees in a circle. It's 360 degrees in a circuit. And those of you who like to rely on the Strong's Concordance and put more emphasis on it than the word of the Almighty, if you look up a year in your concordance, it says that a year means a revolution of time. And I can accept that definition because I've already seen that a year is a revolution of time according to scriptures. A revolution is a revolving. A revolving is a transporting, a cycling, and a circle. Period. Rise in the east, set in the west. And so, each day is a degree. That's how a year is a big circle, and each day is for a degree. And tell me this, because numbers don't lie. Since when there's been a circle that 350 degrees in it? Since when is there a circle that has 365 degrees? Then you're talking about a circle with 380 some degrees? This is impossible. See, once you get to 360, you start at 1 degree, you get back to, and you go all the way around, and you get to 360 degrees. The next degree after 360 is back to 1 degree. 361 degrees, that's just in a figment of your imagination. It's not the truth. It don't exist. It's not real. 362, 3, and on up. These are figments of your imagination. What do it say in Job, the 22nd chapter? I mean, must we even say any more? Is there a controversy that a year is a circle? A year is a circuit? Well, if so, you have to throw away the book of the Almighty. And you know what? Go ahead and throw your Strong's Concordance away too. Throw it away. Because it will even confirm. And the only way we accept anything outside of Yah's book is if it confirms Yahweh already done see it. And we didn't need the Strong's to tell us this. We seen Samuel go year to year in circuit to four places, his home and three other places. And if you know servants of the Almighty, he spent 3 months in one place, 3 months in the next, 3 months in the next, and then 3 months at home. And next thing you know, you got what? You got 12 months. That's how you perfectly break everything down. That's how you perfectly measure everything out. The book of Job, the 22nd chapter, it is, in the 12th verse, is not Elohim the height of heaven? Behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sawest, how does Elohim know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. He walketh in the circuit of heaven. See, this man Job was very wise. This man Job, whether you all know it or not, had relationship with Yahweh's angelic beings. That's why Yahweh had to send Satan down. And Satan knew. He said, man, Yah, you got angels encamped around him. Your strong servants. You got a hedge about him. This man was highly blessed, and he even knew Yahweh walketh in the circuit of heaven. And what is the circuit? It's a circle. And we've been learning all the way since we've been learning that a circle only has 360 degrees. And somebody might say, well, that's what they teach us in the schools. But you don't have to no longer put your confidence in your schools. Yahweh has established it right here in the scriptures. When he showed you that a year is a revolution of time. He showed you that a sun is a circle. He showed you that the earth is a circle. He showed you that the moon is a tire, is round. And then once he show you all of that, he show you that it's only 12 months and 30 days in each one. And this, therefore, you got 360 days within the circle of time. Yahweh has established that a 360 degree circle is the truth. Numbers don't lie. Yahweh don't lie. And when you got the true word of Yah, you won't be found a liar. You won't be found a liar. And so, what am I saying? What are these scriptures saying? Because all I'm saying is what the scriptures saying. And what is it saying is, a year is actually a circle. And if you come and say that a year has 13 months, 13 months must absolutely break down into 360 days. You say, okay, for the sake of argument, it's okay, it's 13 months. Well, if we got 13 months, you must get 360 days out of those 13 months. And if we do 360 divided by 13, you're going to have a lot of short months. A lot of months that you can't. You're going to have some 27-day months, some 26-day months. You're going to have some short months. Because a year is no doubt a circuit. A revolution. Time itself, the creatures of time, are circles. Because there are signs of Yahweh's wisdom. The earth ain't a circle for nothing. Yahweh in the book of Proverbs said he founded the earth. Let's go there. Proverbs. The third chapter. The 19th verse says, Yahweh by wisdom has founded the earth. In other words, the foundation of the earth is wisdom. By understanding has he established the heavens. And so when you live outside this circle, there's no way for you to have wisdom. That is wisdom. The circle of the earth, that's a part of wisdom. And once you accept it, the floodgates of wisdom can open up to you. The heavens is a circle. And once you accept that, the truth, it will enlighten your eyes. And you will begin to see. You will begin to come into Yahweh's circle. You will begin to come into his fold. And be enlightened by the light, by the truth. Well, we don't have long, but like I was saying, these scriptures are showing us that a year is absolutely a circle. Because you can only travel in a circle. The year, the sun is going in a circle. The days are going in a circle. So how can you get anything more than 360? How can you get anything less than 360? To say a year is anything other than 360 is to say a circle is not always 360. Sometimes a circle can be 354 degrees. And his degrees is in the scriptures. All over the scriptures. A circle. And let's go back to Deuteronomy. And tomorrow, people, what I'm going to do for you tomorrow, I just want to show you more about the years of Yah. That you might not hear talk about the years of Yah. And one of the things I want to show you is that the years, they work like days. They work like days. Calendar days. And calendar days has a beginning and it will cycle around back to the beginning, which is morning to morning. And so the year has a beginning, and it will cycle around back to the beginning. And so I want to show you how the years, according to Yahweh's laws, work like days. I want to show you that the year of Yah is a judgment. I will show you this before we end tonight's program in Deuteronomy 32. It says, we just read this in the fourth verse. He is the rock. His work is perfect. Can you get any more perfect than a perfect circle? The circle is a shape. It's a wisdom that Yahweh created. This shape represents perfection. A perfect circle. And when you look at the sun, you see not an imperfect circle, an incomplete circle. You see a circle that's so perfect. This is so perfect. And when you see the moon in its fullness, a full moon, it's a perfect circle. You can't get no more perfect than a perfect circle. And yes, this, you're just looking at the work of Yah. It says his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. All his ways are judgment. And so we're going to learn about the judgment of the Almighty, that the months, the days, the nights, the years, these are all judgments. And Yahweh has shown us that his judgments has everything to do with how he measures, how he balances. This is what judgment is all about. Measure and balance. And Yahweh do not like false balances. A false balance is an abomination to the Almighty. Yahweh said an unjust measure is an abomination. And so we can't continue to defile the judgments of the Almighty, dealing with unjust measures, unjust balances. Well, we have 2 minutes left. And we're going to use all the time wisely. And let's take you to Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. And this will be our last scripture tonight. Remember, people, a year is an absolute perfect circle. An absolute perfect revolution of time. A perfect circle has 360 degrees. The sun travels by degree. When you travel in the heavens, you have to move by degree because the heavens is a circle. And to say anything other than this is imperfect. Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, verse 7. Yes, yeah. Distort in the heaven know of her appointed times. And that's what our years are. That's what the seasons are, the season of the day. Even the night is an appointed time. The stork in heaven know her appointed time. The turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time they're coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yah. They don't know it. And time is a judgment. Because time is measured. Time is balanced. Which means what? It has a beginning and it has an ending. And we must know the beginning and the ending. We must know the difference between the beginning and the ending. Because otherwise, you don't know the truth. We must know the difference between the light and the dark. If you don't know these differences, how can you know the difference between clean and unclean? How can you know the difference between holy and unholy? And you can't even tell the difference between a day and a night, two separate seasons. That which Yahweh has divided and even put lights in the heavens. Yahweh said, I put lights in the heavens to divide. And one might say, well, I don't need no lights to tell me it's night. So what are you saying? That was dumb what Yahweh did. Y'all, you didn't need to put no lights in the heavens to show me it's night. But yet and still, Yahweh put the lights in the heavens, and you still don't know it's night. You still say a day is beginning when night is approaching, when night is coming. A day is beginning? I thought you didn't need the lights to separate day and night. We must go back to the judgments. With that being said, praise the mighty God. Praise Yahweh for this great opportunity. Praise Yahweh for truth. Praise Yahweh for his light. Praise Yahweh for the book of truth, the scriptures of truth, his book that he allowed to be in our midst through his spirit. Yahweh is righteous. Yahweh is holy. Let his word, his name, continually be magnified. Shalom, shalom.
I'm the messenger, Yah, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the Jakes are shooter. The judge for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got chased up. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card, I seen you starving.